Welcome to GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, FAS Focus Deep Dive, a podcast created by the Office of Customer and Stakeholder Engagement, where GSA subject matter experts share FAS solutions that equip acquisition professionals for a successful procurement journey.
Welcome to our new podcast series. We will talk about acquisition solutions that help procurement professionals conquer everyday challenges they face in the federal buying journey. I'm your host, Tanika Jenkins, Senior Market Analyst with the Federal Acquisition Service, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah Jackson, fellow market analyst.
Thanks, Tanika. We're here to assist acquisition professionals in meeting their agency goals. This deep dive discussion on GSA offerings will help make your acquisition more manageable and efficient. We'll feature GSA experts to provide an inside scoop into the latest trends and resources in acquisition. Today's podcast is a two-for-one deal featuring discussions on the newly released acquisition planning packages and the market research as a service solution. You're definitely going to want to hear what both subject matter experts have to say.
Before chatting with our guests, we want to share an opportunity that would help you succeed in your acquisition career. So what is it? Training. Yes, training. Check out GSA's free training sessions to learn more about acquisition tools, services, contracts, and much more while earning free continuous learning points. This is for both agency and industry. Visit www.gsa.gov/events. That's www.gsa.gov/events. to see a full list of training sessions and sign up. We are ready to take a deep dive into a new resource for procurement professionals. So, GSA recently published a new resource called the Acquisition Planning Package. Some may know it as APP, and it can be found on the GSA website. Federal buyers now have access to these packages. They provide guidance on how to conduct market research, develop clear requirements, evaluate criteria, and request proposals from industry. These are just a few features, but we have a special guest to tell us more. Today, we are joined by Irv Kaler, GSA Senior Customer Service Advocate, who will give insight into how these acquisition planning packages have been a valuable resource to jumpstart your acquisition journey. You're not going to want to miss this. Welcome, Irv. We're so excited to have you on.
Thanks, Tanika.
So, Irv, tell us, what gets you so passionate about these acquisition planning packages?
Well, Tanika, at the beginning of my career, I was, in fact, a contracting officer. And finding documents was always one of those critical challenges. You were trying to phone a friend or find someone else who had what you needed. And so going back to then and amplifying it today with some market research from our customers, it just, the need is there and we need to fill it. So that's why I'm excited.
So as a former contracting officer, you understand firsthand the benefits of having documents like these to help navigate the ins and outs of the procurement process. Some say the federal buying process can be hard to navigate. With GSA's new acquisition planning packages, tell us how an acquisition professional would benefit from using them.
You bet, Tanika. We do a lot of research with end users, and both 1102s and program teams tell us finding those high-quality documents is difficult. They're looking in their own archives, they're using the phone-a-friend method, really trying to do anything they can to get the research for something that they may only do once every 5 years. The acquisition planning packages really solve this problem by assembling the right group of documents, typically in the market research phase, to help get through that initial push of, okay, how do I even do a requirement? Well, if you get a sample RFQ up front for the market you're buying in, that is hugely beneficial because you get a little sense for the statement of work, you have some evaluation criteria, you can see a clear path someone else has gone down. You can pick those documents up, more than 20 overall, at gsa.gov/acquisition-planning-package. The APPs also cover about 20 markets, facilities, professional services, IT, security, and we've also addressed some immediate needs like COVID response. These easy-to-find packages will save market research time, promote standardization, and put quality documents in the hands of the users. All that said, the process will be easier, faster, and improve the quality of the product or service delivered.
Great. Thank you, Irv. So it sounds like the acquisition planning packages are a long overdue resource that acquisition professionals have been needing throughout their acquisition journey process. Can you share any examples of how agencies have used these resources to complete their acquisition?
One of my favorite examples recently is electronic records management. This isn't a large market or a topic that kind of grabs the headlines frequently the way that maybe cloud computing or something like that would, but it's an absolutely critical component of federal work. If you've ever had that moment where you're trying to find the interagency agreement we signed 5 years ago with the Veterans Affairs Department, having a good electronic records management system will help you find that and know where it is immediately. So it's critically important to the function of government, but it's not one of those things that's highlighted very often. But there's also some very big changes in both the policies and solutions in that market. So when we partnered with NARA for their subject matter expertise and had one of our own contracting officers, Lori, talk about her experience and what it took to be successful with her purchase, it was a smashing success with the participants. Why? Because she talked about creating a statement of objectives, how they had to go through the process, how they had to get to the final solution. We had about 800 people on the training that day. 60% of them had an electronic record management requirement upcoming, and they truly appreciated the timeliness of this training. We know we were highly effective because that week of the training, we had 450 downloads of the documents from the acquisition planning packages that week. So we really hit the right mark, the right audience, and we had the right content. You can see why I love this example. We had the needed solution, which we knew from our research, and I know from my own personal experience. We were able to attract the right audience partnering with NARA, and more than anything, we delivered the goods. We have more than 20 other packages ready to go and are continuing to add content regularly. Check them out at gsa.gov/acquisition-planning-package.
Wow, that's awesome, Irv. So 60% of the participants had an actual need for electronic records management. That's great. And it seems like with that session, not only were you providing information on solutions, but like you said, a policy update with NARA. So that was great to hear. And lastly, if our listeners want to see more resources added to the acquisition planning packages site, who should they contact?
So I'd like to start by talking about our network of customer service directors who are located across the country and really around the world. You can get the directory of customer service directors at gsa.gov/CSD. That's gsa.gov/CSD. These folks are your local reps. It's a quick search by state or country if you're international, and you'll get a direct link to the person that you need to talk to. We really do welcome the feedback and ideas for other resources, different APPs that we should be developing or different markets we should be serving. We're on the speaking circuit pretty regularly at internal conferences and third-party hosted events where we're talking about these things, and I'll take feedback from wherever I can get it. We're really trying to capture the full market perspective. We want industry to understand what we're doing, how we're going about it, how we're trying to serve these markets better. And if they have a good sample, I'd be happy to take it. We actually had great feedback from an industry event, which was the OASIS PMR a few years back. And we adjusted sort of our tactics and methods on the basis of that feedback, not only to serve industry better, but also to serve our customers better. So the bottom line, whether you go to the gsa.gov/acquisition-planning-package page, you can go to the bottom there and find your customer service director directory, or you can go to gsa.gov/CSD. Thanks a million, Tanika. I hope everyone's out there looking for those acquisition planning packages to make their life a little quicker, a little easier, and a whole lot better.
Great, Irv. I have no doubt that they are going to go to that page and look at all those great resources. And as you stated before, we cannot emphasize enough, we have customer service directors that are here to help you at gsa.gov/CSD. And also, as Irv mentioned, the gsa.gov/acquisition-planning-package page, you actually have a link there to request immediate support from that CSD as well. So you can get in contact with that person two ways. So Irv, it was great to have you on to talk about the acquisition planning packages. Once again, we have provided two websites for you, gsa.gov/CSD, or you can go to gsa.gov/acquisition-planning-package. And that is it for our segment. We hope that you found this beneficial, and check out the packages.
Acquisition planning packages sounds like a great way to start your buying journey. We have more tips and resources to share today. Let's now dive into market research as a service, a valuable service for those who need a little extra info before jumping into their buying process. We're joined here today by Kevin Kivlin to talk about a GSA procurement solution. Kevin is a director in the Office of Customer and Stakeholder Engagement and is our market research as a service subject matter expert. And a little known fact is that Kevin is actually the founder of Market Research as a Service. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Sarah. I appreciate you guys having me here today. I'm really looking forward to talking to MRAS. People call it my baby, but it really has grown up at this point to be much more than something I was doing as a side project. It's really turned into a huge program for GSA. And it's amazing that a simple challenge from the Air Force where they said, prove to me that your contracts can do this, has turned into a program so big. So I'm really excited to share the story today.
Oh, awesome. And as the founder, can you tell us a little bit more of how Market Research as a Service came to be?
Yeah, definitely. So my role is as a director in FAST has been around supporting federal agencies throughout the New England area for the last 8 years. And early on in that role, I would meet with clients regularly to say, hey, you can be more efficient using GSA. And by the way, everything that you're trying to do is in scope of our contracts. And that message was also oftentimes met with, I don't believe you. So I started to offer free market research, and MRAS has grown from that.
That's so great to hear that in order to be more efficient, you chose to really hone in on this service and offer it widely.
Yeah, and it's just scaled from there, Sarah. It's been an incredible, incredible journey.
So we hear that market research as a service is a hot ticket item out of the Federal Acquisition Service right now. You know, I understand that there are dedicated teams available to work one-on-one with customers. Can you tell us how this service helps customers or any success stories that you have to share?
Sure, definitely. So market research as a service is exactly what it sounds like. It's a full service that GSA offers our federal clients to streamline their market research experience. But the great part about it is we've streamlined that experience for both our federal partners and our industry partners. And the response rate has been overwhelmingly positive from both industry and federal agencies. So much so that MRAS has already exceeded our fiscal year 20 numbers by over 50%. And we're just getting to the fourth quarter. We're in the third quarter right now. We've also supported over $50 billion in requirements with research across the federal government. That's over 1,400 projects just across the last three fiscal years. And, you know, like I said about the feedback, it's been super, super positive because we're able to iterate and adapt for our clients and industry to make things easier. And we follow a really simple, structured template that lets people respond easier to the research. So, and the other part is our motto from the very beginning has been to be sort of a mirror to our federal partners to help them see their mission in GSA contracts. And throughout the course of that, help them become more efficient, compliant, and innovative in their market research approach through our technology and our team, which has grown to over 20 people supporting this research effort across GSA. You asked about an example of a success story. So back in FY18, our FAST facilities category managers partnered with the Army Corps of Engineers Fuel Program Office. And part of this office's mission is to provide preventative maintenance to maintain their capital investments in corrective maintenance repairs and service orders for emergency responses to sustain the petroleum facilities across DOD. So our facilities category engaged with this partner early on, and through data, they recognized that we didn't have the right industrial base on our facilities maintenance SIN, which is 561210 FAC. It's long, but it supports facilities maintenance across government. So what our category did was they created a strategy with the Army Corps to research the industrial base, both on the open market and within the GSA contracts, to identify the gaps and then slowly onboard those industrial partners that we needed into our GSA contracts. So we've added over 15 contractors based on the MRAS research, and the Army Corps to date, right, today, has issued over 20 task orders against the contract. We've saved them hundreds, if not thousands of hours, because they didn't have to stand up a new contract, and we were able to make what was existing better for them so they could leverage the efficiency of that contract. So we're really excited about that as an example, but there's hundreds and hundreds of more stories I could share, you know, including stuff about COVID and you name it. We've researched it at this point.
So in addition to it being a great market research tool, it is designed to support an agency's specific mission. That's really great. There is certainly no shortage of benefits to using this free service. Can you talk a little bit more about what acquisition professionals can expect from market research as a service in terms of deliverables?
Sure. So right away, they can expect just an easy experience, right? So they can either choose to do the research directly with our office or work with one of our customer service directors to have sort of a more guided experience, if you will. Most people choose to work with our customer service directors because they take a lot of the effort away that you'll have to have in terms of questions and answers and just collecting data and things like that. So experience is super easy in that the clients, all they really need to provide us is a few data points, their statement of work, 2 to 10 questions that are yes or no questions about their requirement, and we handle the rest. And what they get back is a nice, beautifully done, uniform market report that shows everything from the total number of interested parties, those interested parties' business information, from their point of contact information, websites, their socioeconomic information, whether they're small or large, all nicely packaged with nice visuals so people can make quick decisions and also take the data and put it into their own documents if they need that. In addition to that, they get a technical report based on the technical information that federal agencies wanted. So for instance, if someone wants to ask a question about a certain certification or whether or not companies have had multiple projects going on at once to talk about sort of complexity, we can collect that type of information and show it in both quantitative and qualitative views so the client can really make better decisions. And like I said, it's in a streamlined report that's presented to them pretty much on the same day the request for information closes because of the way our automations work. We've taken down the report writing from 6 hours of report writing to 22 seconds with robotic process automations. So the clients get this lightning fast experience, and the experience that's always consistent for them, whether it's for fuel maintenance services or information technology services.
That's awesome that they would get a streamlined approach to all of their market research needs.
You know, our robotic process automation, not only does it write the reports, but it writes the actual RFI, it posts the RFI, and it then makes sure that all parties that the client wants to be notified are notified. It's a very effective tool to help us streamline communication and streamline the whole process.
And I know robotic process automation is also a hot ticket item nowadays.
Certainly is.
Can you tell me more about the services provided within this guided journey?
So we have three service areas, as you said. We have an RFI, which is a request for information. We have what's called a rapid review with a market target report. And finally, we have a product market research report. So first, the RFI is that guided experience. It's the full experience of doing market research where we engage industry around their technical requirements, their mission needs, the mission needs of the agency we're supporting, and collect a ton of information from our industry partners to develop a full market report. The timelines for this are typically in 3 weeks or less, but we've been known to generate them in a day or two, depending on the size of the requirement. The rapid review with the market target report, this is a traditional sort of scope review where we take in the requirement of the agency and we have an automation that scans that requirement up against the database of all our contracts and provides the top five contracts that could be compatible with the requirement. Included in this report are all the industry partners in each of the contracts that we're making recommendations around. And then finally, the product market research report is where we can search up to 20,000 part numbers at once for agencies and provide all the data that we have in our catalog that's housed on GSA Advantage for those parts. So agencies can understand the socioeconomics, the price makeup, the features, where the industry partners are and who they are, as well as their contact information and much, much more. This has been a game changer for many of our clients to search their requirements that can consist of, you know, thousands and thousands of parts, and we can turn this around in 48 hours or less.
That's impressive, Kevin. So it's a guided experience that makes things easy and simple for agencies. Finally, tell us how an agency can get started with using market research as a service for their acquisitions.
Sure, it's really easy. The best way is to reach out to your customer service director. And I say you're a customer service director because Federal Acquisition Service has people called customer service directors that are assigned to work with agencies across the world, right? So we have people in the Pacific, to Europe, and across the United States that are working with every federal agency to make sure they have the support they need from the Federal Acquisition Service, including market research as a service, but way, way more than that. They are experts in acquisition, logistics, and they often provide training to our clients on site and virtually on different subject matters. So the best way is to always start with your CSD. And if you don't know them, you can go to gsa.gov/CSD. Then we also have our webpage where you can request market research through an online intake form. And that webpage is gsa.gov/MRAS. And then, of course, we have monthly training, including on-demand training for MRAS that you can find on the gsa.gov/events page, where you can register for training with us. Or you can request training for your office through your CSD if you'd like to do it that way. And, of course, we have an email, rfi@research.gsa.gov. But I do want to emphasize our customer service directors. They are incredible people. Their whole life is to make working with GSA easier for other federal agencies. And we really want to emphasize how important they are to the customer journey, because they're going to help you get what you need from GSA. And that's what we're here to do, is to make sure other agencies are feeling supported by us. And it's an easy experience for our federal partners. So that's it, Sarah. I mean, it's as easy as that.
Kevin, it was great to have you on to talk about market research as a service.
Hey, thanks, Sarah. And yeah, this was fun. And I hope to be able to come back and do this again sometime. And thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Again, to learn more about this service, go to gsa.gov/MRAS. That's gsa.gov/MRAS. And from there, you can fill out the online submission form for support. Thank you, Tanika, and thank you to our guests, Irv Kaler and Kevin Kivlin. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today. Please make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts for future Fast Focus Deep Dive episodes to hear from more experts and, most importantly, to help you through your acquisition journey. If you have any questions about what you heard today or would like more information, please email us at fas.car@gsa.gov. That's fas.car@gsa.gov. Fast Focus Deep Dive is a production of the U.S. General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service, Office of Customer and Stakeholder Engagement.